The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
It's the weekend. Time for faith, family, and good friends. Time for the Patrick McCormick Show on Relevant Radio. Welcome to the Front Porch.
Back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then.
The Patrick McCormick Show. Pull up a chair. You're on the front porch. Now here's your host, Patrick McCormick.
Oh, hey, everybody. Close the door. It is 2016. I'm so happy to be back on the front porch with you. Missed you. Oh, there, Miss Bosco, too. Miss you, dog. Oh, love Bosco. All right, Bosco. Chill out. Whew. Bosco's going to have to take a nap or something. So, folks, welcome to the front porch. Patrick McCormick, your host, back. Took about 3 weeks off, much needed rest. Great holiday. I'm so happy, refreshed, and ready to get back into the swing of things here on the front porch. Come to you live every Saturday here in Chicago from 10 a.m. to noon, and talking about subject matters that relate to the family life. Everybody's from a family. Family is the cell of society, is the most important cell of society, and we're here to encourage you, telling stories about faith, family life, our journey, a whole host of things. But the show itself is produced every week by Tim Mersch. Glad to have you back, Tim. Great to be back in the saddle, isn't it? And Bosco's here, and we just have a loaded show for you. But folks, the way to follow the show, it's very simple. We come to you live 9:30 a.m., 9:50 a.m. here in Chicago every Saturday. If you're in Northwest Indiana, 12:70 a.m. And if you know anybody that's in Northwest Indiana or in Chicago that doesn't know about Relevant Radio, tell them about it. This is a live show that's not on the network. It is here just for Chicago, and which I like the local aspect of the front porch, which is great. We have the chance to talk to some local folks every weekend. And then we have Daniel Smukowski, who's going to be in talking about the Special Chronicles. He's the host and founder of Special Chronicles, and it's a podcast for the special needs community and for the special needs community. So I'm excited to have him on. Welcome back to the front porch. I'm your host, Patrick McCormick. That is music that will get you going on this Saturday morning here in Chicago, January 9th. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Happy New Year. Hope everyone's ready and raring to go. What a fun day. It's just every Saturday. I'm just so grateful to God for Saturdays. And folks, my next guest is the founder and director host of Special Chronicles. And Special Chronicles is a podcast for the special needs community. And it's by the special needs community, and that's Daniel Smukowski. Daniel, good morning. Welcome on the front porch. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Patrick.
Good to have you. And hey, my pleasure to have you. Really, really exciting stuff. I heard about your Special Chronicles mission, giving respect and voice to people with special needs. So tell us a little bit about you started this podcast roughly 7 years ago.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, about 7 years ago.
So why did you start a podcast?
Well, I started it when I was given speeches for Special Olympics about 7 years ago, and I was recording the audio of those talks, and I started to put those up online as podcasts just to kind of share my story of overcoming obstacles, and then I started hearing feedback from listeners that they started to
starting to listen to.
Yeah,
what was that? What was that like when you started hearing from people you've never met before?
That was it was really inspiring because they really were informed but also inspired by really hearing about the challenges that I had and of my friends and it was really
how cool is that? I mean,
enlightening to.
I mean, to have people give you feedback like that, you know, your work is inspiring and helping me. It's got to be really rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
So as far as I'm going to kind of take a sidestep here. So you write for a newspaper, and that's the BugleNewspaper.com, and that serves the southwest and northwest suburbs here of Chicago. And I understand you have a column once a month.
Yeah, okay. Once a month. It's the first week of each month.
Now I've got the column here. Is this the January 6th column?
Yeah.
And I love the headline. I mean, this headline's fantastic. Life doesn't have to be perfect for it to be joyful. So tell us a little bit about the article.
Well, this month's column really focused on resolutions, with it being the beginning of a new year, and I tried to kind of focus it on how people can have a more accepting and inclusive world. That the headline is actually at the kind of towards the end of the column is a quote from a parent that she was actually one of my high school teachers from a long time ago.
Okay.
And it kind of speaks to the joy that those of us with special needs bring to our world, and you don't have to necessarily be perfect at everything, but just kind of the joy through our faces and the joy that we bring to our communities is something that I hope that readers and listeners will be able to take, and that's one way of how you can change the game to be more accepting and inclusive of us.
You know, it's interesting. I love, as I said, I love the title of the headline. I don't know if you came up with the headline title or the newspaper did.
I suggested the headline.
Okay.
Based on a quote from one of the sources.
It's interesting too, because I know we talked a little bit before the show this morning. Mm-hmm. As far as there's so much pressure in the world on perfection.
Yeah.
And I think there's so many people caught up in that. The way of looking at life that I have to be everything that everybody says I need to be, you know, and I have to be perfect. And you know, what's funny is when you see people, when they realize they don't have to be, you know, it's what, I don't know if you listen to Father Simon, Father Simon says,
much.
And one of the reasons I was talking to him off air once is one of the reasons what I think people like Father Simon, he's just who he is.
Yeah.
And he doesn't take himself that seriously.
Yeah.
And no, but I love this. So, so you write once a month for the Bugle.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that?
About past 2 years now.
For about two years now. So you're now a full fledged journalist. So you're writing for newspaper, and then you've got this podcast called Special Chronicles.
Yeah. And the podcast is more new media, and the column is more like an offshoot of Special Chronicles. So it goes along with our...
It complements itself, right. So Tim Shriver Jr. quoted a pioneering show. This is what he says about your show. Yeah. Pioneering show. It's such an incredible innovation. Small podcast to a new media company, nonprofit.
Yeah. Tim, he's the co-founder of the Spread the World to In the World campaign. And Tim's grandmother is Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who founded Special Olympics.
Special Olympics. Oh, that's fantastic. So you have, with this podcast, it comes out every week?
Yeah, I try to produce it once a week. So sometimes I may miss a week here or there.
And how many episodes have you have under your belt now?
Over 100. So I think we're at about 169.
I was gonna throw out a number because I was on the podcast yesterday and I thought I saw 168 or something. But that's fantastic. How many folks are listening now to your podcast?
We have on the website we have over 30,000 viewers on the website in over 85 countries.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
When I started 7 years ago, I had no idea of the impact that we would be making on the community. So it's amazing the impact and the number of people that you can reach through this medium.
It's absolutely incredible. You know, the old ways of reaching people through, in order to get your message out, you have to hit it big or be on certain radio stations or television stations, and it's definitely not the case anymore. Daniel Smakowski, founder of Special Chronicles, very interesting stuff. Folks, if you'd like to ask Daniel any questions or have any comments, the number is 844-438-0991. Again, 844-438-0991. Now, tell us a little bit about, you have special needs as well. When you were growing up, you got into Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about how you got into Special Olympics and what are some of the sports that you competed with.
I was born 3 1/3 months premature, so I was diagnosed with learning disabilities and a severe language or speech disorder. And I have been competing in Special Olympics for about 11 years now. And I also am a global messenger or a speaker with them as well. And I think it was one of my special ed teachers that had recommended that I start to compete in Special Olympics. And I currently swim and play basketball as well.
But you're currently swimming and playing basketball, but you're not competing anymore in Special Olympics?
I still am. Yeah.
You still are?
Yeah,
okay.
I still compete.
Now, Daniel, you're born and raised in, when you were a little kid, in California, but you've predominantly been living most of your life in Chicago.
Yeah, I was born in Long Beach, California.
Okay.
But only lived there for the first 4 years of my life, and I've grown up here in the Chicago area.
Okay, so you don't favor any of the sports teams in California?
No.
So you studied at Roosevelt University, though?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what did you study?
I graduated there 3 years ago and have a bachelor's degree in journalism.
We need really good journalism. Yeah. We need good journalists, great journalists. Folks, I'm talking to Daniel Smakowski, the founder and director of Special Chronicles, which is a weekly podcast with a mission giving respect and voice to people with special needs. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. If you have any questions, the number in comments, the number is 844-438-0991.
The following is a relevant radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
Happy Saturday to everybody out there, January 9th. Welcome back onto the front porch. I'm your host, Patrick McCormick. And on the front porch, I have in the rocking chair, that's Daniel Smakowski, who is the director, founder, and host of a podcast called Special Chronicles. And it's a podcast that is that gives respect and a voice to people with special needs. And very, very important work that you do, Daniel. I heard that there is, and this is a side note. I heard there's a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I know, I'm joking. I'm joking around. It's like everywhere you go, there's Star Wars everywhere. Yeah. I know, and one of my sons has seen it, and he loved it. So hopefully we'll get out to see it very soon. But so let's get right back into it. So the podcast that you started 7 years ago reaches 30,000 people in 85 different countries. Yeah. You do it roughly every week.
Yeah, about every week.
And the purpose of it, your mission is giving respect and a voice to people with special needs. So question that I have for you is there a lot of prejudice against or towards people with special needs, or is it more of a lack of understanding as to what it is?
I think it's more of a lack of understanding that a lot of times people may not understand all of the challenges or that we have to overcome on a daily basis. But like what I try to do at Special Chronicles is really, and also through the column, is to really build a more understanding of the challenges and also the joys that we have that we overcome on a daily basis.
And so on your podcast on a weekly basis, you're interviewing folks that have special needs.
Yeah.
So various types of special needs.
Yeah.
Like, so anybody listening to the podcast can learn from these people's stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Like autism, Down syndrome, and LD. And
LD is learning disability.
Yeah, is learning disabilities. And also the families and friends and filmmakers and authors and anybody related to those of us with special needs.
That's fantastic. And so what's some of the feedback that you're getting from your listeners to the podcast as far as folks that are part of maybe that have learning disabilities or a part of that community?
A lot of people have been inspired. One listener I heard from who is in Hawaii, he said that he found a sense of community by listening to our shows. And because he said so often he feels alone, but by listening to Special Chronicles, he's found a sense of community that more people understand and feel.
That's brilliant.
The same way that he
That's
does.
That's brilliant. So how did that make you feel?
It made me feel really I'm gratified and encouraged that people are getting a lot out of listening to the shows, because about 7 years ago when I started this work, I had no idea of the impact that we would be making on the community. So it's really inspiring.
That's super inspiring. Folks, I'm on the front porch talking to Daniel Smutkowski. He's the host and founder of Special Chronicles. And Special Chronicles is a weekly podcast that it gives respect and a voice to people with special needs. Really, just it's interesting too, because Daniel, I mean, there's so many people out there that feel marginalized or alone. And to have been able to reach 30,000 people in 7 years, and you do this from where?
Just from my home.
From your home?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like you have to like go and make a crazy investment or go interview at NBC or
yeah.
I mean, folks, this is I broadcast from the Relevant Radio studios here, but some of even our hosts can host their shows from their home if they can, you know, if they need to. The technology is absolutely fantastic, but the medium with podcasting is absolutely huge. That's absolutely. What's some of the things that you've learned over the last 7 years that are pretty significant to your calling to do this?
I've I've learned how everyone's story is really unique, and that that it's important that we have a platform for our voices to be heard, because before there wasn't really such of there really wasn't that much of a media platform for our voices to be heard. So I've learned that it's really important within our communities to be able to have our.
So you're a person of faith. So yeah. Tell me a little bit about how your faith has played a role with your disability,
yeah,
as well as with you were called to start a podcast, and now you're a journalist and you're a member of the media now.
Yeah.
I mean, how important is your faith to your work?
Well, it's important to have that community within our church to really help to pray for the guests that we have on the show and to kind of learn and follow of the direction that you should go with producing each of the shows. And
the Holy Spirit is a great producer.
Yeah.
he's an executive producer that is, there's nobody better.
Yeah.
And the work that he does, I find great delight in it because, you know, as I talk to priest friends of mine, they say, you know, when I'm up at the altar and I'm going to give that homily and it's the best homily that I've ever given, is typically the worst.
Yeah.
And the times where they really feel like they've bombed, it is where the Holy Spirit then takes over and uses us instruments who are, you know, have so many shortcomings that are broken, and he does such great things with us. And it gives great joy to me, and I'm sure to you.
Yeah.
So you have a big event coming up. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
In the last weekend of February of next month, I'm going to be heading out to Washington, D.C. to do a few live podcasts out there. And
live podcasts?
Yeah. Well, some live to tape. So it's not going to be, per se, live, but I'll be recording it there.
You'll be recording it like in front of other people.
Yeah, in front of other people, and then I'll.
Have you done this before?
A few times.
Is it pretty nerve wracking? I mean, I've done two live remotes, and it was a little bit nerve wracking.
Somewhat. Yeah. So that one will be at the Special Olympics office, the international office that's based in D.C. And then another one will be at, I'm blanking on the name of the school, but it's an all-girls Catholic school in the D.C. area. And
I have a friend of mine, I think, Oak Crest? No?
No.
There's a friend of mine who sends his daughter to a girls' school.
I want to say it's Wickwood, or I'm
blanking out.
I'm
That's okay. I blank out like 500 times in the show every weekend. It's not.
But but one of our listeners, she has Williams syndrome, and I'm going to actually be staying with their family when I'm out there in D.C. And she's the only one at our school that has special needs. So
God, so you're going to be interviewing her.
Yeah, and other people at the school, and how they're able to bring in inclusion into the school, because there's not that many private schools that
will include people with special needs. People,
And then there's a unified basketball game. Which is people, I don't know if you've heard of unified sports before, but it's people with or without special needs playing on the same team.
On the same team together.
Yeah. So those are at the, I believe it's at the Blessed Sacrament School in D.C.
Okay.
And they're going to have a unified basketball game. And
Well, Daniel, this has been very, very helpful to me, and I'm sure many of the listeners are listening to our conversation. You know, you used a word during the break, and many people use the word disabilities, but you've used the word diffability.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that we're, and it's not so much we're different, there's a difference.
Yeah.
But words mean things, and I really got a lot out of this. How do we listen? Can you tell the folks how to listen to your podcast?
Yeah, on specialchronicles.com is the best place to go, and you can either listen online and also find the show on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio as well. Specialchronicles.com, and you can follow. You can also follow us on the on Twitter or Facebook.
Awesome. And all that information is at specialchronicles.com. Daniel Smirkowski, thanks so much for coming on the front porch. Thank folks, you. Definitely check that out. This is a great work. He's bringing the community together, and we all need to be united. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Terry Hoare about resolutions. So you can't miss that one. We'll be right back. And until next time, until we meet again. And folks, everybody out there, Happy New Year. So glad you joined the front porch. We'll see you. We'll be with you next weekend. And thanks, Tim Hirsch, for producing the show. God bless everybody. Have a great week.
Talk radio for Catholic life, for Chicagoland.
WNTD Chicago.
WAUR Sandwich.
And WWCA Gary. Relevant Radio 1270, 930, and 950 AM.